You know, if you're Robbie Dillmore and scared to death, the year is 2006. I'm doing my first Christian Car Guy show, and I get this call from a listener and says, Robbie, have you heard of the movie called Flywheel? And then, honestly, I had not. And he said, Robbie, you've got to get this movie. And so, you know, it was my first day on the air. I thought, well, by all means. So I went and ordered the movie, and then I was just blown away that there would be a movie about a Christian in the car business. And not only that, but this phenomenal movie. And all of a sudden, I became a huge fan of the Kendricks brothers. And here we are today, almost 10 years later, and God has truly, truly blessed them with another movie, Facing the Giants. If I actually took my son's whole basketball team to go see that because it blew me away so much. And then Fireproof, of course, everybody knows of that one, and then Courageous. And here we are today with what appears to me to be probably one of the coolest of the bunch is War Room, this new movie coming out, guys. And what a way for people actually to connect and experience God.
Well, that's our hope. You know, War Room is came after a season of prayer where we said, God, what do you want us to do? And he began prompting us to call his people back to prayer and to fight in prayer, to make prayer the steering wheel again and not just the spare tire that you pull out when you absolutely have to. And so we're hopeful that this film, when people see it, a very engaging and even entertaining film that speaks to a real need, that they will identify with it and be very inspired when they leave the theater to amp up their prayer life and to seek the Lord.
Yeah, it's really, to use the car business term, where the rubber meets the road. So, you know, when you are actually connected to God in prayer is where things happen. And God gave you guys a storyline, but can you imagine the fruit of all these folks going into their prayer closets and touching God and what happens when, you know, I know what that did in my life. The Christian Car Guy show itself came about through prayer. I know that these movies came about through prayer. And God does amazing things when we reach out to him.
Absolutely. Alex and I grew up in a praying home. We saw some incredible answers to prayer in our parents' lives. We've been attending a praying church, and our need for, our awareness of the how much we need to be praying has gone up over the years. Every one of the movies has been a string of one answered prayer after another. You know, we didn't go to film school. We didn't have the resources. You know, Flywheel, we didn't even know what a call sheet was, and we barely had the equipment figured out, but we were praying. And the Lord, with every film, has taken our loaves and fish and multiplied it and changed people's lives all over the world. And it's because he is faithful to answer prayer. And so this film, you know, there's not an issue we're dealing with in our families or in our culture right now that prayer cannot address.
This is so cool. And the movie itself is coming out August 28th. It's going to be in theaters all over, of course, the Truth Listening area, wherever you're listening. I assure you, it's going to be in your area. And, of course, we've got it at kingdompursuits.com. But, obviously, War Room, the movie, huge website. But one of the giant things that I love about what you guys do, what you did with Fireproof Courageous, is you create all these resources because, obviously, if God touches them in this film, now what do I go do with that? And how do I increase my prayer life and whatever? And you guys are Johnny on the spot with stuff, and they can get it ahead of the movie this time.
They can. You know, it occurred to us that most people, most adults have something of a strategy for their finances, something of a maybe a health strategy. They possibly exercise or dieting or watching what they eat. They have something of a strategy for their kids' education in the future. But if you ask them, what's your prayer strategy for your marriage? What's your prayer strategy for your kids? They look at you with this funny-looking stare, and we realize, wow, we need strategies. You know, it's good to have financial strategies, health strategies, education strategies. That's all great, but what's more important than seeking the Lord in prayer? He says, if you seek me, you'll find me. If you seek me with all your heart, he says in James 4:8, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. It says in the Old Testament, I just read the other day, return to God, he will return to you. So he wants a relationship with us. He wants us to seek him on a regular basis, and prayer impacts everything. And so when we do it, when we truly seek God, he's there to be found and wants an active part in our life. So whatever we're facing, it doesn't matter what it is. God wants to be a part of that, and he certainly has the answer and the direction for any situation that we find ourselves.
Yeah, the Bible study is called, and I love this, the battle plan for prayer. And it is a battle, isn't it, guys? Satan would love to take you off before you ever get started, and it takes a battle plan. And I love the word war room because that's so much of what being a prayer warrior is.
Well, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6 that we are fighting a spiritual battle that is actually more important than anything physically that we could do. And he says, put on the armor of God. And then he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication for all the saints. So he communicates that the battle is fought in prayer, that when the enemy is attacking us, we're responding with prayer and God's word. And so we believe that if the church can get engaged in prayer again, that God can change our nation. You know, we're like the Titanic right now, sinking morally. Our nation has kicked out God, recently siding with Iran rather than Israel, you know, our president. Not defunding Planned Parenthood, you know, just a lot of the decisions that are getting made in Washington. And we think we desperately need a movement of God in the church and in our nation. But in the past, before the Great Awakenings, America was in a bad place, morally, spiritually. Churches were dark and dormant at that time. We were in debt. Diseases were rampant. And believers begin to rally in prayer in the 1700s and cry out to God in unity. And the Lord showed up in power and completely shifted the direction of our nation. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14 applies, I believe, today, that if my people who are called by my name, God says, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, he says, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we hope that War Room is a tool that pastors and churches and believers will use to rally their families, their small groups, their churches back to prayer. And the resources are set up so that after the emotion of the film wears off, after they walk out of the movie inspired, that they have a bridge and a plan of action to study what God's Word says about prayer so that they can get equipped to truly fight their battles on their knees.
And in the movie itself, there is such a battle. It's interesting that, you know, Satan goes in there and he thinks he's going to take somebody out, but little does he know that that's the place that puts them on their knees, which is what happens in the film. And I don't want to give away any of it, I'm sure, but this is real life stuff and stuff that you realize that when you end up down there on your knees, this is where then things can actually be healed.
Well, it's interesting that throughout God's word, God would allow his people to be in desperate situations, in impossible situations. But every miracle in Scripture begins with an impossible situation. It's when our resources and our ideas and our energy runs out and God's sufficiency steps in. And so we love Ephesians 3:20, that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. And we can imagine a lot, but he can do so much more than that. And so, and it says in that verse that he does it according to the power that is already at work within us, and that's through the Holy Spirit. And so if believers will get right with the Lord, if we'll repent of our sins, if we'll forgive the people who have wronged us, like it says in Mark 11, before we pray, and then we will pray in faith, God is pleased with that, and he wants to answer our prayers. Scripture communicates that when God answers our prayers, that he is glorified. In that situation, he reveals himself to us as provider or protector or counselor or healer. And so he's inviting us to pray to him, and he wants to be in a relationship with us. So,
absolutely. And I don't have much time left, and so I'm going to be selfish and just ask, you know, as a car guy and I watch Flywheel, it was obvious to me that somebody in that had been there, done that. Who was the brains behind the setup for Flywheel?
Well, we started asking God for ideas, even for the first film, and I had one idea that the Lord basically just said, nope, we're not going to go that direction, and of course, as a guy, I wanted excitement and drama and action and things like that, and the Lord began turning our heart toward this whole concept of lordship, and he began giving us ideas for the plot of Flywheel, and so at first, I was thinking, who in the world would want to see a movie about a used car guy? But the more... the more he began inspiring us with scene ideas and things like that, and we could see it in our head. So we got excited and wrote out the plot, and today I wouldn't have it any other way. God, you know, there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea, and so we want God ideas, and because whether you agree with it on the front side or not, on the back side you see what the Lord was up to. And again, we're learning to follow his lead, and so we're just grateful for all that the Lord does. He's faithful, he's powerful, he can do so much more than we ever thought or imagined if we trust him. And so our struggle has been to fully respond and walk with him and try to set our egos and everything aside and just do exactly what he says, because when we do, it works.
Yeah, and there's the thing. For many of us who have sat and watched what has happened with you guys, it's almost like a Cinderella story. But here, War Room gives us actually an inside look as how that happened. And it was really God that had some things that he could get communicated in such a phenomenal media. And he's done it through the Kendrick brothers. But that started with prayer. And so insights on how to get there in prayer are going to be available August 28th. Don't miss it. It's going to be awesome. I know I'm going to be there. Thank you, guys. What an honor. What an honor to share with you today.
Thank you, Robbie. Thanks for your heart and for your support. And people can go to warroomthemovie.com to see the trailer and clips and what theaters it's playing in. And they can go to warroommovieresources.com to see all the discipleship materials and books that are connected to it. August 28th is when it's due.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I mean, I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.